Washington state health officials are echoing statements from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and say the risk of Ebola spreading in the U.S. and in Washington state is very low. Dr. Scott Lindquist is Washington state's chief epidemiologist.
You got to compare ourselves to what's going on in Africa. They do not have the infrastructure, both in public health or in the healthcare system, to make sure that we can get gloves and gowns and masks and practice infection control with isolation. All these very simple things are what are going to be helpful to control this and have controlled these outbreaks in the past.
Ebola is transmitted through direct contact with someone who is infected. Ebola symptoms include high fever, bleeding, vomiting, or diarrhea. Meanwhile, Harborview Medical Center in Seattle says it's willing to receive patients who are evacuated from West Africa for treatment for Ebola. Officials say they're working out the details. The State Department of Health says there are no patients with Ebola in Washington state and no plans to evacuate patients to the region in the near future.